Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. State troopers say a head-on collision on the Parks Highway killed one person and seriously injured three. The crash yesterday involved a sedan and a van just south of Willow near mile 63. State trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says the troopers took the call on the crash at about 1:15 yesterday afternoon. Troopers shut down the highway as they investigated the crash. Names of the victims were not immediately released. Fairbanks police say a 12-year-old boy who died Wednesday was apparently shot by another 12-year-old boy. The boy who died was identified by officers as Malik Boykins. Police Lieutenant Dan Wellburn says that the boy was visiting a home in the Birchwood Homes neighborhood near Fort Wainwright. The second boy lives at the home. Alaska Natives are in Washington, D.C. this week urging lawmakers to pass climate change legislation. As Peter Granitz reports, some believe that's the best way to get the federal money for relocating several villages in Alaska.
There is no one central government agency to assist villages aiming to move because of climate change. Leaders in Kivalina, Newtok, and Shishmaref deal with a whole host of state and federal agencies, from the Environmental Protection Agency to the Army Corps of Engineers to the Department of Commerce. And that gets difficult. Yupik Nation Chief Mike Williams says the effects of climate change are too severe for the government to delay time by duplicating services or making plans and then failing to act.
Federal agencies need to be coordinated, and I think hearing on this matter in Alaska would help in consultation with the federally recognized tribes that live on the ground.
Williams says having oversight hearings in Alaska will force federal agencies like the EPA, which is legally required to consult tribes on policy decisions, to actually see how dire the situation is. And the Yupik Nation needs money to move villages. Williams says that he's pushing Congress to pass legislation that would allocate the money. And he has a straightforward pitch.
It's a disaster, and people are suffering.
Still, that may not be enough to sway Congress. The money would likely be attached to climate change legislation, something not only politically toxic, but also not scheduled for any votes. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.
Construction is underway on 11 wind turbines on Fire Island near Anchorage. Cook Inlet Region Incorporated says it expects to sell electricity generated by wind to Chugach Electric Association by the end of September. They have permits for up to 33 turbines at its wind farm. Advocates for renewable energy say the megawatt wind project is important because it's the first to serve Alaska's largest city. Renewable Energy Alaska Project Director Chris Rose says thousands of people will see the wind towers from the air and start to understand that wind is a mature commercial electric source. Makers of a Taco Bell commercial showing the delivery of free tacos to Bethel have applied for a tax credit under the state's film incentive program. Juanetta Ayers, the director of the State Division of Economic Development, says the application will be reviewed today. Taco Bell spokesman Rob Page says he doesn't know how much money was spent on the effort. The 30-second commercial shows crowds in Bethel erupt into joyous cheers as a helicopter lowers a food wagon July 1st. The fast food chain flew up enough ingredients to make 10,000 tacos after a heard of a hoax that led people to believe that a Taco Bell was opening up in the community of about 6,000. Forecast calls for some decreasing clouds for today, possibility of some clear skies tonight, and some rain for tomorrow.